Today is the feast day of St. Francis de Sales. He wrote a wonderful spiritual devotion book. It's called Introduction to the Devout Life. And in the office of today, the office of readings in the church's prayer, Liturgy of Vows, there's a snippet from that. So you can go back and read it. And it speaks so beautifully of something of what we're going to hear today in the gospel. It says, At the creation, God commanded the plants to bear fruit, each according to its kind, and he likewise commands Christians, the living branches of the vine, to bear fruit by practicing devotion according to their state of life. So what it's saying is, each of us, according to our own state of life, so the different states of life that we have, in the Catholic Church, of course, there are many. The different, whether we're like a Cartusian in a monastery, whether we live by ourselves, or whether we're a family person, or whether we're an MGL or whatever, we're called to produce fruit. And the way we produce fruit, we're all called to produce fruit, but we do it in different ways. In the gospel today, the seed needed to be to fall on the right conditions and the right soil. Otherwise, it would just be scorched or the birds would pluck it out. Now, the question is, what is the right conditions of our lives according to our state of life, so our particular conditions that we live in, our calling, our vocation? What is the right way that we're supposed to live out the faith so that we can produce fruit? Now, that answer is different to each one of us. There is this particular rhythm of life, a way that we're called to devote ourselves to God, that is unique to ourselves and our state of life. See, the way I'm called to live out my faith is different to the monks at Tararua Abbey. The way the bishop of Archbishop of Melbourne is called to live out his faith is different to you, I'm sure. Maybe. I don't know. See, St. Francis goes on, is the solitary life of a Carthusian suited to a bishop? Should those who are married practice the poverty of a Capuchin? If workmen spent as much time in church as religious, if religious were exposed to the same pastoral calls as a bishop, such devotion would be ridiculous and cause intolerable disorder. Now, this is important to talk about because as Christians, we want to live our lives in the best way that will give us the best conditions to really flourish and produce fruit. And so it's important to state that we have to look at the way our state of life, our calling, and be led by the Holy Spirit to say, what is God calling me to do? How is he calling me to pray? How is he calling me to devote myself to him? Because every vocation is called to bear fruit. See, every vocation is a path to holiness. Not just the monks at Tararua Abbey, they're very holy people. Or the sisters, or the holy people like that. Every vocation is a path to true holiness. See, he also says, it is not only erroneous but a heresy to hold that life in the army, the workshop, the court, or the home is incompatible with devotion. He's talking about a life open to God and prayer. And it's wrong. It's an error to think that any particular form of life is not a path to holiness when offered over to God in the right way. The question we have is, what is, according to my life, according to my state of life, what is the path to holiness that the Lord has before me? If you're a busy parent and you've got a lot of children and the timetable is so full, doesn't mean you can't be holy. It just means you do it in a different way to a monk. If you're a grandparent and you've got the mornings free and you can come to Mass, it means that you should pray for the world. You should offer up prayers for your family. It's your path to holiness. Etc., etc. So we ask the Lord to highlight to us what is our path of holiness, our path of true devotion, so that our lives can be rich soil. Amen.